Thanks, thanks, Bob. Yeah, we were going for a record, I think, on authors. I don't know what it is, but I got to be close if I didn't beat it. Using yield monitors to evaluate cotton variety tests, it's a belt-wide effort, kind of initiated somewhat, I think, by Ed Barnes at Cotton Incorporated and providing some support for some of it. But, you know, it's I'm kind of an old grain crops guy from the Midwest, and you know, a big fan of yield monitors. And when I started working in cotton, everybody said, "Oh, you can't use cotton for yield for variety tests because they're different." And I guess I must be a little ignorant on the issue because I was like, "Hell yeah, you can." Now we've got we went through an effort, and here's the co-authors. And like I said, I don't even know how many are on there. I counted them one time, and we had one opt out, and I think I may be one short of the record because of that. But some of these are cotton specialists from around. There's six states listed there where we're kind of working with some folks. And some of these guys I don't even think I could pick out of a lineup. But at any rate, they've got their name on the paper because they're cooperating in a certain deal. And as we were looking at this, really what we were hoping to do is just tie this project on top of some variety trials that we were already doing, and where we can just come in with a yield monitor and try to get some synergy with some of those projects and collect a little bit of extra information along with it. So the kind of the plan we started out with, our objectives was to try to determine what those errors associated with using yield monitors on cotton varieties would be. What are the errors that we're going to see? We wanted enough information related to what was going on, that hopefully we could try to explain those errors. Because even with grain combines and we'll have errors on yield monitors with those. But to me, the whole intention is to say, okay, what's causing the error, and then we can adjust for it. Or maybe if you determine what's causing the error, you can find a way to work around it so that that error is minimized. And so that was kind of the one thing. So really, ultimately, I think what we'd like to do is try to develop some protocols for using yield monitors to harvest, to accurately harvest cotton variety trials. And, you know, if we can walk away with that, then I think that we've got something pretty good. Lot design, you know, I got intentions up there. We sat around and Randy Bowman and I spent a little bit of time, and John Wanura back and forth over, okay, what do we need? We kind of decided that plots need to be at least 500 foot long. We're really talking about on-farm type trials. Must contain at least six varieties, including these three that we have listed here. And really, these three are based on primarily thinking about bowl size, trying to get a spread of different size bowls on cotton plants. We didn't get all three of these in every trial, but there are some they were common in several of them. And the varieties must be replicated. I've done enough work with grain yield monitors to know if you don't have replicated plots, you're kind of wasting your time trying to decide if something's different or not anyway. So they had to be replicated. So again, we're trying to tie them on top of trials that were already happening. So we want to know when we start collecting data plot dimensions. We want a yield monitor mass and the reference scale mass. So I don't want the yield monitor to calculate yield. Yield for a yield monitor is calculated the same way as you would calculate yield for anything. It's a mass divided by an area. And so there's two potential sources of error in that. And so we want to limit it down and try to and just look at the mass. Gin turnout, we wanted a bowl sample, get the harvest date, and some pertinent information about the yield monitor as well. Now, the bowl sample, we're looking at least 50 bowls per plot taken before harvest, but we wanted the entire sample, for a lot of our stuff. We wanted all the top bowls. We don't just want to pick the good bowls off the plant and weigh those. We wanted all of them so we could get an average bowl weight. And that's because the thought is that, some of our optical sensors are basically bowl counters. And so if it's counting bowls and bowls are different mass, then the mass is going to be different. And so so that's kind of where we were thinking there. Right into the yield, I'll show you results from four states. I still don't have all the data yet, but that's the yield monitor. Yields are in the red, and the blue is the reference yield from a weigh wagon type device, or maybe it was weighed on a truck. It just depends. You can see that for the varieties, they kind of follow each other fairly well. If one variety is yielding well, then both of them kind of measured it at the same. So basically, the way I approached this initially with the data that I have is I just took my yield from my varieties and I said, are these varieties significantly different? And based on the reference scale, you can see the significant difference in the varieties on the left. And I took the yield calculated with the yield monitor and said, you know, are they significantly different? This is the data from Georgia. It's an Ag Leader yield monitor. The mean error was 5.5%. You can see the range. About 570 pounds per plot. And I will tell you this, that the errors were significant by variety. And so, in other words, if a variety if the error was high on a variety, it was high on all three plots. And so there are trends in the varieties that show error. But my take home from this, and again, you try to find the silver lining in everything, even if it doesn't exist, generally I think we've grouped here the top and the bottom. We've got them kind of in the two groups. So if we look at specifically, you know, this group here is about the same. Now, I would say that the reference scale is probably discerning some differences that the yield monitor is not capable of picking out. And so there are some differences. So the ones that concern me the most right now are probably these ones in the middle. What group do they belong in? Do they group with the top end or do they group with the bottom? Or are they completely separate than that? And so... But in general, I would say we've got the top and the bottom there. From South Carolina, they had six varieties that they planted there, and you can see much closer. So our errors are a lot lower. Now, these were larger plots, too. The plot length was about the same, but it's harvesting about twice the mass because the plots were wider. I think these were eight-row plots. Again, if you look at the groupings, hey, I've got the top three. And, you know, and I've kind of got the bottom four there together, and that one kind of fits in the middle, the 1740. Again, minus 2.6% errors average. You see the range. But, again, error is still significant by variety. And so the varieties that had error were consistent. Tennessee, a little bit different. But, again, you know, we'll kind of follow the same trend with that. Grouping them. 26% error. I don't know what Bushmole was doing there, but so the error was a little higher, you know, in these. But, you know, the mass is still about the same. The plots are about the same size. Again, error was significant. But there looks to me like, you know, in this, the yield monitor is picking out some differences that probably really aren't there. And so there's some concern there. But even with that, if I look at the bottom three, you know, and the top five or six, it's got those together. So the smaller differences, we're having a hard time discerning that, I think, with some of these. And we still don't have all of the data back in that we really want, so we can start looking at, okay, why are these errors occurring? I would say, you know, certainly with the Tennessee data, you know, the total mass harvest, if I have more mass, I have less error. At least with that data, but I didn't see that with other sites. And so finding that little nugget that's consistent across all of these sites has been a little elusive. The data from Texas from John when you're out at Lubbock, and see he's got 41% error, so he's a little higher than Busher Mo. So that should make Mike feel better, but. Or maybe it doesn't, I don't know. I'm just going to beat on Mike because he's going to beat on me later anyways. But we've grouped them the same. Even with 51% error, I mean, there's not much difference. I got really one difference between that, and that's that 912. And so and we're up to 67% error on some. And I would say in this, the error was not significant by variety. Here and the difference. This is with the John Deere yield monitor, the microwave system, as opposed to the optical one. We're hoping to get a little more. I think that we'll get a little more data from Arkansas, where we will have this same type of a sensor in it, and get a chance to look at that. Relatively low mass. I would say this, that, you know, looking at the Texas data, I got a pretty good relationship between lint turnout. And so now if I start thinking about, you know, what are the things that we can use to adjust our data with, I've not gone back and tried to correct anything with this yet, but I think that there may be an opportunity there that I'd say. But this is kind of like looking at the mass data at Tennessee. I don't see this at the other three sites. And so across sites, I'm not finding any real consistency that I'd be able to come back and correct for. Just looking for some common ground. This is kind of ugly chart, but if you look at the 499, it's right here. Basically, I said, okay, are my varieties consistent across sites? Because we have a lot of variety. We had three varieties that we had at all four of these locations. And so basically I just took the error and I said, what are all the errors relative to 499? Are they greater than 499, the error with 499, or are they less? And if you look at the two that in particular that we have at four locations, the 54, 58 here at the end, you can see that in two sites at Georgia and South Carolina, the error was greater for that variety than it was for 499. But Tennessee and Texas, it was less. And so there's really no consistencies there on how a variety is, even across sites. And so, and some of that may come back to calibration and how, and some of those other issues that hopefully we'll be able to explore. So, conclusions, errors were generally significant by variety. I mean, so the Texas site, they weren't. Hopefully we'll get some more data in we can look at. Yield monitors tended to group varieties, I think similar to the reference scale, at least based on mass. I think if I looked at some of the data from Georgia that I had, there may be some additional errors based on area. Because if I look at the average yield calculated by the yield monitor and the yield that I calculated based on mass, those two things are different. And so I haven't had a chance to go back and explore that yet. So that's the reason I think we want to come back and we want to base things on mass, because that takes one potential source of error out. No clear methods to adjust for error have been discovered, but I haven't really tortured this data set enough to get it to confess. And so hopefully we'll go back to work on it a little bit. I think there's still some hope there. I haven't been completely beat down, I guess, by inconclusive results, but there's hopefully, we'll look at some data for from other states and start to look at this a little bit closer and see if we can see something. And again, Cotton Incorporated is a huge sponsor to this, and actually the Ed Barnes being kind of the instigator of making it happen. So there's my email if you want to argue with me by email, or you can buy me beer later and argue with me, and I'll pretend to listen. But anyway, I have about a minute for questions, I think, Bobby.
Yeah, you've got a little time. So.
Questions? Randy? Yes. You can get it in a couple different ways. Is you could probably write it down from the yield monitor. You could probably sum it on the yield monitor. Actually, mine were provided to me by some of the folks that we got it. Except, the Georgia site, I basically summed the mass from the yield monitor file. I said, so that's how I got it. I said, because it's got a mass per second for every point. And I just said, okay, how many seconds? I just use sum it, and because you're 1 second intervals, but
those are seed cotton yields you were looking at, right?
Yes, it's all seed cotton. Yes.
That's